Now you're in touch with Brian Wilson.
Hooray! Yeehaw! Andale, here we go. And this is the Tuesday that feels like Monday. And welcome to the Radio WBAL. It's the Ron Smith Show. Ron's not here. Ron is in absentia. Ron is AWOV. Absent with a vacation. He's over in... I don't know, is he still terrorizing the people in Italy and France and so on? Is that the only two places he's just going back and forth until he got some group of people PO'd, then he went back to France and got them PO'd, then goes back over to Italy? So he's a busy guy. Anyway, we're doing our part, doing the same thing here. But there's usually just one small group over to the east of us here that gets PO'd, but that's all right. That's, you know, we're only serious. It's Tuesday, and heavy hitter weeks continue. You may recall last week we chatted with Candidate Fisher and Candidate Gilchrist. I'm Congressman Gilchrist. He is the incumbent on the first district run. And I don't know, has Ron talked to Mr. Ehrlich here? And of course, the infamous interview that we had last week with Kathleen Kennedy Townsend is very short. The matter of fact, I think she only said one or two things but anyway, so we're trying to make the complete circuit. And we have a memorable moment here from the, I don't have any Ehrlich cuts, but we do have the Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
I think government shouldn't do things to people or even for people.
See, now that really, that was really Spear Lancaster at a high speed, because that is such a libertarian statement. Such a pure libertarian statement. The idea that this actually flowed forth from the lips of such a dedicated liberal, it was really hard to believe. So, I don't know, maybe KKT was at one of her uncle's, you know, beer parties or something. I don't really know. But, you know, it certainly couldn't have come out right in any way that was sincere. But she has refused all invitations to go back and clarify that one. So we'll just take that as an endorsement for Spear Lancaster, candidate for governor on the Libertarian Party ticket. He's in studio with me for the next 30 minutes as we do the equal time thing, you know, part and parcel of what I'm doing radio. And in the interest of full disclosure, as a card-carrying libertarian, this is the man I'm voting for. So there's that. Welcome to the show, Governor.
Thank you very much.
Brian. Good to have you. I think everyone's going to know. You're not governor yet, but you wear his governor just because, right, as we're all anticipating. what's interesting about Spear is that for entirely too many years, he was a yellow dog Democrat.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
Now, there is a quantum leap from yeah, yellow dog Democrat to libertarian. How did that happen?
Well, actually, I did take an interim step. I was a yellow dog Democrat while I was 55 years old, and I've got no good excuses. I was a businessman, but my only excuse is I was working 60, 70 hours a week because I ran businesses and, you know, had the usual hectic schedule. But at about 50, I started getting some serious doubts, and I started looking around and reading. And at 55, I decided I'd have enough taxes, enough regulations, and so forth. And I became a Republican, I guess, about 58. I really like Newt Gingrich, and I still think he's a pretty creative guy. And anyway, I sent him some money, and he sent me a gavel, and I called up the party, and they didn't even call me back. Twice, I really did. I called them twice, and they didn't even return my calls. And one day I was watching C-SPAN. So I'm an avid reader, and I love to read, and I'm looking at their book review, and I saw Murray talking about his book, What It Means to Be a Libertarian. I got the thing and read it and immediately knew I'd been a libertarian all my life.
Most people have. They just don't see it. It just doesn't. There's yeah, no epiphany there. There's no, you know, but when given an opportunity to stop and talk and think and read and find out what it means, and without getting hung up on all of those red herring issues and right, so on, it's amazing how all that comes about. So you landed the Libertarian Party, finally got that. But getting on the ticket, something else I don't think a lot of people realize is, you don't just walk into the Board of Elections and say, yo, I'm running for governor. My name is, and my party affiliation is, if you're not a Republican or a Democrat.
Absolutely.
You had to go through, you had to get a lot of autographs.
Well, yeah, it was over a year and a half's project, and we had to go out on the street and walk up to people and ask if they would sign our petition. It's designed, of course, to keep people out. There's no accident to it. And we had to get 27,117 verifiable by their standards which meant we turned in over 40,000, roughly. So
the state has to verify everyone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. They knocked off almost 10,000 signatures for one reason or another.
And this is... Now, you see, I would think that that would appeal, regardless of anyone's current affiliation, that would appeal to Republican and Democrat, that would appeal to their sense of justice and fairness. I mean, why wouldn't there, for example, why wouldn't there be an encouragement for, you can't possibly believe that only Republicans and only Democrats have got all the good ideas. I mean, there has to be some pretty damn good ideas and perspectives to come from outside of those two camps.
Well, what's fascinating, this is the only country that I know of. I've been to Europe many times, Australia, New Zealand. It's the only country I know of that has this system, which is basically an oligarchy with two branches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to keep you out. And this is why less than one-third of the people even vote. Forget being active. I mean, one-third don't register. Half of those who register don't even vote. So you're down to 35%. And people say to me, well, who do you think you're going to take votes from? I said, I don't have to take them from anybody. If I just get half of the non-participants, I'll beat them both slam dunk. You know? That's the numbers.
Right. Well, I don't think we have to worry about the oligarchy. I think we're gradually slipping into totalitarianism via socialism. So in all probability, we won't have anything to worry about another 20 years anyway. But the next few are certainly a consideration. Spiro Lancaster is my guest. Candidate for governor on the Libertarian Party ticket. 3:12 is the time. I'm in for Ron Smith. Brian Wilson's my name. You know who you are. Of course, Bulldog is here and doing what Bulldog does. And we'll be back with Spear and the don't do that. Keep your leg down. That's good. Thank you. Not too late. All right. Well, we have to do a little cleanup here. We'll be back in a minute.